Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Mercy Over Judgment. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Picture an actual judge sitting on the bench. Now, in most previous times, prior to this country and our legal system now, and in a lot of other countries to this day, and even in our lower courts, there is no trial by jury. That's a relatively new concept. It was just, and with many other places today, it's the judge. He decides or she decides if you're guilty or not guilty, and then sentences you. The judge. And so you hear the word judge means to decide whether they're guilty or not guilty, based on the evidence, the law, etc. So don't decide whether they're guilty or not. Is everybody listening?
Yes.
It's one of the most important things in the whole series. Right here, right now. Well, I wasn't judging. Did you decide whether they're guilty or not? And it starts off a lot of times with an opinion. What do you think about that? What are they asking you to do? To decide, right, whether they're guilty or not. And immediately, when we hear that kind of thing, a flag should go up in our heart and mind and think, hold up, hold up. Who made me a judge? It's not my job to decide whether they're guilty or not. I'm going to go over that again real slow. Literally, if you look up the Greek words, what does judge mean? If you're not sure if I know what I'm talking about, just get your concordance out when you get back home. To decide, to determine. To judge someone means you look at what they've done, you look at them, and you go, that rascal's guilty. Guilty is sin. Do you know people do this all the time from watching 4-minute clips on the news of people they have never met and don't know anything about? Do you know that? They see something, they hear something, and they sit there around the table with their cup of coffee and go, that rascal's guilty. Oh, he did it. She did it. Oh, man, that's a sorry rascal there. Low down. Low life. What did they do? They decided, based on a 4-minute clip of something somebody said about something that somebody said about it that thought they knew. Right? Here's the thing you got to remind yourself every day and night. You don't know what happened. You weren't there. And you don't know them. And even if they did do it, you don't know why they did it. You don't know what led up to that. And you certainly don't know their heart. And that's what God judges based upon. Man looks on the outward appearance. But Jesus said in John 7:24, don't judge according to appearances, but judge right judgment. Well, if you're not going to judge according to appearances, what you see, how are you going to judge rightly? Well, just by what the Lord gives you in His Word and in your heart, and acknowledge all the things you simply are not qualified to judge and not capable of. And so you say, hey, I don't know their heart. It's not for me to decide their guilt. To judge means to decide. And you shall not be judged. Condemn not. This is a different word. Condemn not. and you'll not be condemned. Now, again, get the idea and picture of the judge. He's sitting on the bench. He weighs the evidence. And so then he decides. Well, once you've decided, what do? This word condemn, if you look at the Greek word up there, it literally means pronounce guilty. To decide and then to pronounce guilty. And then he goes on to say, if you won't pronounce guilty, you won't be pronounced guilty. And what's the last thing? Forgive, and you shall be forgiven. Now, Young's literal translation, author of the Concordance, look how he said it. Release, and you shall be released. See the process. What does the judge do? Decides, pronounces guilty. What comes next? Sentencing. Sentencing. If you're found guilty and you're sentenced, you're not released. You're incarcerated. Right? You are punished. You're punished. And what's he telling us? Don't decide. Don't pronounce guilty. And don't hold that they should pay for what they have done. See, people that are judging are angry, and they're bitter, and they're hurt, and they want them to pay for what they've done. And here's the problem. If you require that they pay, the Bible says you're going to have to pay for what you have done. It's only fair. It's only right. We went over in detail, what was it, Matthew 18, where Jesus told the account of how the man that owed $20 million, his Lord called him and said, you owe this, pay what you owe. And he fell down and begged him and said, please give me time. And the Bible said the Lord forgave him that debt, which means what? The punishment was that he, his wife, his kids, and all his property be sold. And any money that they got, put on the debt. And what did the Lord do with him? He forgave him the debt. He released him from the debt. And he didn't have to go to jail. He didn't have to be sold as a slave. His stuff didn't have to be sold. He is a free man with no debt. Because of the mercy of his Lord. Just because he asked him to. Then he goes out and finds a guy that owes him 20 bucks. He just got released from a $20 million debt, but he finds a guy that owes him 20 bucks and he said, pay me what you owe me. Pay me, I want my money. Pay me my money. And he said he fell down and he said, please, please, give me time and I'll pay you. And the Bible said he grabbed him by the throat. Yeah. He's choking him and shaking him saying, pay me my money. And he didn't have it and he wouldn't give him time. And the Bible said he called the law. They came, they got him. They put him in jail and he's making a nickel a day, making tags for donkey carts or whatever it was. Till he could pay it. And the Bible said the people that knew about it, it upset them. And they went and told his Lord what he did. And his Lord called him back and said, you wicked servant, after I forgave you all that, shouldn't you have done the same thing with your fellow servant? And he reinstated the debt. He reinstated his $20 million debt back on him and he had to go to prison. Yeah. And you know what comes after that? Jesus said, and so shall my heavenly Father do with you if you don't forgive everyone from your heart.
Amen.
Now this is serious business. So if you say they're going to pay, they have to pay. Then so do you. You're going to have to pay. But if you will release, you will be released. Oh, let's read it again. Put it back up there in Young's Literal. Look at it. Last verse we looked at, Luke 6, 37. Judge not. What does that mean?
Decide.
Don't decide whether they're guilty or not. Not my job. Here come to judge? Uh-uh. Not me. I'm not the judge. I'm not going to be the judge. I'm not going to let you make me the judge. You know, preachers are as bad as anybody, generally speaking, talking about folks. And I've had folk, you know, hit me up, and maybe I'm out of town or anywhere, and they go, what do you think about such and such? What do you think about what they did? Can you believe that? Can you believe what they did? What are they asking me? They want me to put the robe on. They want me to put the robe on, sit down in the chair, and decide whether they're guilty or not going to do it. I like being healthy. I like having my bills paid. I like being released from my own debts and problems. I like it. I like it. Don't want to lose it. I've had people say, now come on, I know you have an opinion. I know you. I said, no, I refuse to have one. Nope. Nope. None of my beeswax. That's between them and the Lord. I love them. I want to see them do good. If they did mess up, I want to see them come out. Right? Not my job. And if I hold to that, I keep myself clear. I keep myself clear. Don't decide, and you won't be decided against. Don't pronounce guilty, and you won't be pronounced guilty. Don't sentence and say they have to pay, and you won't be sentenced. You won't have to pay. Forgive or release, and you will be forgiven or released. Somebody needs to do it right now. Right now. Somebody needs to release the debt that they feel is owed them by what somebody did or didn't do with you, to you, for you. And it's not based on feelings. It just makes me so mad when I think about it. Well, quit thinking about it. I've tried to forgive them, but I just can't. You don't understand what forgiveness is. It's not based on how you feel about them. It's an act of faith. It's a decision.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Mercy Over Judgment, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 3rd, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.